This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Building Supplies, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, so we finally have heard from the Prime Minister speaking about FTX in the House of Assembly today. Been a few days, but at least now we have some reaction from the Prime Minister. We'll assess what he said. We're also today going to go through the National Review that Candia Dames wrote about FTX's donations, giving, et cetera, that really spread out throughout the Bahamas. And we're gonna talk about it and go through this really meticulously researched article that she published in today's National Review. You should really go pick up a copy. But first, we're going to hear from the Prime Minister and hear what he had to say, and then, you know, let's get some reaction to it, and let's see what we think about it. I'll say this, we'll talk about this tomorrow, Lord willing, that the House of Assembly is now debating the Mental Health Bill 2022, and I'm really hopeful that it brings about some change in dealing with mental illness, in dealing with what we see going on in society. There's a huge spectrum of it, from addiction to homelessness due to abandonment, from people who are unwell because they have a disorder. It's just a lot of it going on, and we need to do something to address it all. One, to make sure that people who are a danger to themselves and others are safe, and two, so that we're not the type of society that just lets people dangle in the wind forever. And I tried for the longest time to ignore it and to kind of block it out, but I can no longer pretend that it's a major problem, and I'm bothered by it on multiple levels in terms of the disorder it causes. I don't want to live in a society where there are all sorts of vagrants and panhandlers all over the street, and also because for people who really, really, really are trying to get their families some help, it's been exceedingly difficult because we've got a very antiquated system. The last mental health legislation was implemented in 1969. So if you can think about how different and how much more advanced our understanding of these issues is 50 years later, it should give you some kind of clue as to how far behind we are. And I think that we have so much more to do to really have order in society, but this stuff will help. All right. And not just for poverty's sake. I know people who are from very well-to-do families who've had people with mental health challenges, and they tried to get them help, but they couldn't. They tried to go through the court system, and they couldn't. I did a show on mental health from some lady who did a doctoral dissertation on the history of mental health treatment in the Bahamas, and there was a guy who stopped me in the street, and well, in the parking lot of a establishment, and talked to me for the longest about how he'd been trying to get his family member help and trying for going on 20 years and just couldn't, and how it just what's going on is just a travesty in terms of the legal framework. And so I'm glad that they're updating it, and it really is something that I'm hopeful that we'll begin to address what's happening. But we'll talk about it more tomorrow if we can. I want you to listen to what the Prime Minister had to say. This is about FTX, and so we can talk about it on the other side.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, numerous crypto tokens and companies around the world have collapsed in the last few months, including in that collapse companies and tokens such as Terra Luna, Celsius, Three Arrows Capital, or sometimes they call it just 3AC, and Voyager Digital, setting off a series of financial shocks. As you know, the FTX group has one entity which is regulated in the Bahamas, FTX Digital Markets Limited. This entity's registration has been suspended and it was put in provisional liquidation. The FTX group and affiliates all now appear to be subject to insolvency proceedings pending in Nassau and in the United States. There are reports that FTX has mismanaged customer assets, and numerous investigations have begun into the reported actions and the actors in several countries, including by our own Securities Commission and the Financial Crimes Investigation Branch of the Bahamas Police Force, Royal Bahamas Police Force. I note that the Bahamas did not have sole oversight of the FTX's worldwide operation. And I repeat that. The Bahamas did not have sole oversight of FTX's worldwide operation. I've given directions that the proceedings and investigations in our country are to be of the highest order and given precedence, given the amounts involved, and because committed and rigorous oversight is of national importance. We will be coordinating these efforts with duly appointed authorities in other jurisdictions. A key priority for us, of course, is the full and absolute protection of the rights and remedies of the Bahamas and our citizens, to minimize losses and to mitigate the overall impact caused by any misconduct. Madam Speaker, there have been both booms and busts in the world of crypto, and this year has been a significant bust, with total market capitalization falling from $3 trillion to $800 million or lower. The steep sell-offs and declining volumes have led analysts to describe this time as a crypto winter. Might I just point out as well that tech companies are also having its challenges. So, for example, Meta, which was Facebook, and Amazon, not crypto companies, of course, but tech companies, have laid off thousands and also shed significant market capital over the last couple months. So we have to recognize that these are challenging times. I believe, as do many others, that blockchain technology and smart contracts will continue to play an important and growing role in the world's financial architecture. And further, I have every confidence that the Bahamas will emerge from the proceedings involving FTX, proceedings taking place here as well in other jurisdictions, with an enhanced, the Bahamas will emerge with an enhanced reputation as a solid digital asset jurisdiction. Based on the analysis and understanding of the FTX liquidity crisis to date, we have not identified any deficiencies in our regulatory framework that could have avoided this. In fact, it was because the Bahamas already had in place a regulatory framework for digital assets and digital asset businesses that the regulator was able to take the immediate steps that they have done in order to protect the interests of clients, creditors, and other stakeholders globally. The Bahamas was already on track to update the regulatory framework before year's end to address lessons learned as a result of this year's crypto winter. No doubt, as the various jurisdictions involved unraveled the actions that led to this moment, we will be among the first jurisdictions to gain and put to use valuable insights, allowing us to further strengthen our framework. What I would ask, Madam Speaker, is for all those who care about our country's reputation to tread carefully when they speak about matters that are very complex and still unfolding. There's a reason that the Bahamas won international praise for the approach we have taken to date on digital assets. And there is plenty of room to have a healthy debate about the industry. But this is a story that has the world's attention, and those who use it to mislead and score cheap political points are no patriots. So I invite all of us, as I've said, just to tread carefully as we speak about this matter, as things are still unfolding. They're still unfolding, Madam Speaker. Yes. Yeah, that I could. I think I'd like to leave the communication. Yes. Yeah, I'm a pen right here. Take my pen. I have it. Yes, sir. Thanks.
Kindness. Order that the document be brought up. Thank you, Honorable
Member. Yeah.
Order.
Okay, that was the Prime Minister speaking about FTX and what has occurred. So let's go through it. Let's walk through it carefully because we got the first time we're hearing from him on it. So let's pull up the speech and let's walk through it. Okay. Communication to Parliament concerning FTX. This Prime Minister, November 16th. By the way, the mask mandate for in-person, in-classroom learning has been lifted since Monday, but nobody bothered to tell us till today. I'm going to talk about that, too. Anyway. Nobody listens to one. It's fine. One knows nothing. This says, Madam Speaker, numerous crypto tokens and companies around the world have collapsed in the past few months, including Terra Luna, Celsius, 3 Hours Capital, Voyager Digital, setting off a series of reverberations. Okay, so if it's me, I'm not going to start off talking about what happened with crypto companies around the world. That's not making a very strong case, because the fact of the matter is that as crypto companies were collapsing around the world, that should have probably heightened diligence. So I wouldn't have started off there, talking about what happened elsewhere with reverberations. Now, I'll say this, and I say this outright. Like, and I don't know exactly what everyone in particular wants to hear, but I don't know, because I don't have all the information, what precisely the Securities Commission of the Bahamas could have done to prevent this, because the fact of the matter is even SBF's own investors, like Tony Scaramucci, the Mooch, and what homeboy name from Shark Tank? And homeboy from Shark Tank, who was the big investor, he's a spokesperson. I don't watch Shark Tank, so I can't remember. Even they were not aware of what was occurring. So I don't just go, well, tell us what the Securities Commission did wrong. You wouldn't know yet. We're talking about up to 1 million creditors, they say, in the bankruptcy filing, which we could talk about that too. We're talking about accounts all over the world, you know, some of them here in the Bahamas, Bahamas for sure, right? So I don't know that this line of tell us what happened and what the Security Commission dropped the law, because they don't know and we don't know. Now, it may come out. Nobody knows exactly what SBF did, except SBF and a couple other people. The U.S. House of Representatives is now calling for a hearing into it, because we just don't know. Nobody knew what he was doing. Like, some people saw some movement and they were like, what's going on? But nobody, I don't know that the line of thought should be, tell us what the Securities Commission did wrong. Because the Securities Commission itself doesn't fully understand what exactly occurred. We know the whole thing imploded, but every step of the way we don't know. So I'm not there yet. I do want to understand the oversight, and I do want to understand that. But I'm not on this, go find a culprit and let's burn them at the stake, right? A lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on, clout chasing around the Caribbean and in the U.S., talking about this is why this happened. It's about, well, if that's why this happened, how come you didn't see it coming? How come you didn't pull all your money out? If the Bahamas is so rinky-dink, how come the Securities and Exchange Commission just now got around to checking out Alameda? Alameda's U.S. hedge fund, all right? And the Futures Exchange, the Futures Trading Commission is supposed to be overseeing it, and the SEC can investigate pretty much whatever it wants in that regard in those markets, but it sure didn't have it regulated. So I'm not there with who's the blame, and this one fell asleep on the job. What I'm saying is I'm not going to start off my communication on this. My first words on this, for me, weren't going to be, look at all these other companies that fell apart. All right? And he's not wrong. Terra Luna, that's in the U.S. That imploded big time. So when I hear all these clout chasers in America talking about the Bahamas, you allowed all these different cryptocurrencies to explode. So I don't want to hear it just yet. Let me understand what the fault, if any fault, was with the Bahamian regulators, and then we could discuss that part. Anyway, I'm not going to start off there. He says, as you know, the FTX group has one entity which is regulated in the Bahamas, FTX Digital Markets Limited. This entity's registration has been suspended and was put into provisional liquidation. The FTX group and affiliates all now appear to be subject to insolvency proceedings pending in Nassau and in the United States. So let me just say this. Anyway, let me continue. There are reports that FTX has mismanaged customer assets, and numerous investigations have begun into the reported actions and actors in several countries, including by our own Securities Commission and the Financial Crimes Investigative Branch of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I note that the Bahamas did not have sole oversight of FTX's worldwide operation. Okay, so let me say this. Nothing he said here is technically incorrect, except I don't know about the one entity. I gotta double check that. I don't know. There's just one. I know it is FTX Digital Markets, but there were some other companies too. And what happened was SBF had a slew of companies that only he seems to know what all was happening. Okay, so what I see is you're saying, okay, FTX Group has one entity, so you're kind of saying, well, it's just one thing here. But here's what's true, and we see this from some of the bankruptcy filings, is though one entity was registered in the Bahamas, they were conducting their global operation in the Bahamas. That's what appears to be incontrovertible at this point. That everything that was being done, everything, even with the U.S. company and the Antigua and Barbuda elsewhere, everything that was being done was being done right here in the Bahamas. Now, you say to me, well, Juan, anybody could come here and conduct business from here. If they could do it in their hotel room. People do it every single day. You could be moving all your money. Wall Street traders could be in Bangkok and be doing business. Anybody could do anything from here, and that's true. But the reason I say that is they're going to be looking at it like they were doing all this darkness right here in the Bahamas. So, you know, I guess, and that's not a bad point to make. I wouldn't start off talking about what happened to other crypto companies. It's not a bad point to make to go, yo. And I would make this point, but I perhaps would have worded it a little differently, all right? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to go, look, man, the big United States of America was right there. Who's got, you know, more people looking at this stuff and dealing with this? Most of his customers are Americans. So don't just say it's y'all looking at me now, because that's what I see, a lot of finger pointing and blame. Oh, it's the Bahamas, Bahamas, Bahamas. Man, you better quit playing. This company was registered. This sister company was in the United States. Y'all have seen multiple cryptocurrencies just implode. All sorts of market cap wiped out. So don't just blame us. And I'm not saying that to say be defensive, but I'm saying that to be, let's keep it real. Like, I'll own what's going on here, but you ain't going to look at me like you did everything possible and you saw it coming and you knew what was happening. He says, I've given directions that these proceedings and investigations are to be of the highest order and given precedence. Given the amounts involved and because committed and rigorous oversight is of national importance, we'll be coordinating these efforts with duly appointed authorities in other jurisdictions. Yeah. The key priority for us, of course, is the full and absolute protection of the rights and remedies of the Bahamas and our citizens to minimize losses and mitigate the overall impact caused by any misconduct. And that's good. That's perfect. Yeah, those are that's fine. That's really, that's solid. I like that. Those two paragraphs there. Says there have been both booms and busts in the world of crypto, and this year has been a significant bust, with total market capitalization falling from $3 trillion to $800 million or lower. I don't know that that's accurate. I'll have to double check that. The total market cap for crypto is now $800 million? Hmm. Anyway, you know how much money $1 trillion is? The steep sell-offs and declining volumes have led analysts to describe this time as a crypto winter. I'm talking to you about something else if we have a chance on the other side of the break. With regard to tax regulation that's coming for crypto, too, it ain't going to be pretty. I think we may have a guess for the first few minutes in the 1 o'clock hour. The steep sell-offs and declining volumes have led analysts to describe this time as a crypto winter. Meta and Amazon, not crypto companies, of course, but tech companies, have laid off thousands and also shed significant market cap. These are challenging times. See, I wouldn't have done that right there. Okay? You wasn't going to get me to do that right there. So I'm not going to pivot. All right? Meta and Amazon are not germane to this conversation at all. I wouldn't have gone there. All right? You could make if you bring in Meta and Amazon in challenging times, we might as well bring in war in Ukraine too. You know, because these are indeed challenging times. You see Jeff Bezos, Ali, he can spend at least one day in hell. At least one day he can spend in hell. Dude, come on, right? First interview in a while, right? Come on. Oh, tell everybody, save your money. Don't buy that flat screen TV. If you're a business, don't go to da-da-da-da-da, right? And then going to lay off over 10,000 people the day the interview come out? At least one. I know what all you did, Bezos. Just at least one day you will likely spend in hell. This says, I believe, as do many others, that blockchain technology, smart contract, will continue to play an important and growing role in the world's financial architecture. And further, I have every confidence the Bahamas will emerge from the proceedings involving FTX, proceedings taking place here as well in other jurisdictions, with an enhanced reputation as a solid digital assets jurisdiction. Okay, and so what you need to do is explain to me why you have that confidence, why you have every confidence. Based on the analysis and understanding of the FTX liquidity crisis to date, we've not identified any deficiencies in our regulatory framework that could have avoided this. Okay, fair enough. I don't know that I would put that out front yet, but okay. Okay. So, in fact, it was because the Bahamas already had a place in regulatory framework for digital assets and digital asset businesses that the regulator was able to take immediate steps in order to protect the interests of clients, creditors, and other stakeholders globally. And that is true. That's true. We had the regulator. And if you look at, anyway, this is true because if you go look at what happened, they were able to go to the court when SBF started freaking himself out on Twitter and were like, we need to put this company in provisional liquidation. This looks like something, it's in crisis. And before this gets out of hand, it was already too far gone, but they put it in liquidation. And that's true. And that's because we have the framework. The Bahamas is already on track to update the regulatory framework before year's end to address lessons learned as a result of this year's crypto winter. Well, you should have put that up higher, man. Why did they put that down there after Amazon and Meta? You should have almost led with that. You should have made that at least the number two point you made. So no doubt, as the various jurisdictions involved unravel the actions that led to this moment, we'll be among the first jurisdictions to gain and put to use valuable insight, allowing us to further strengthen our framework. Well, there you go. Make lemonade out of lemons, eh? So, huge implosion of a crypto exchange in the Bahamas. So, now we'll know. We have insight into exactly what happened. No one else but us does at the moment. We'll be the first to know what to do better. Fair enough. He says, what I would ask, we're going to go to break right now. He said, what I would ask, Madam Speaker, is for all those who care about our country's reputation to tread carefully when they speak about matters that are very complex and still unfolding. There's a reason that the Bahamas won international praise for the approach we've taken to date on digital assets, and there's also plenty of room to have a healthy debate about the industry. But this is a story that has the world's attention, and those who use it to mislead and score cheap political points are no patriots. I agree with him. Like, if you're using it to mislead and score cheap political points, I agree with him. You know, it's not appropriate. Like, you should be just concerned about protecting the reputation. You got to keep it real now. So I'll give you an example. Right now, international news organizations are looking for anyone they could talk to, including Bahamian journalists, to speak about what happened with FTX and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I can help you. These people are not your friends. They will twist your words and screw you over in a blink of an eye. You ain't got to believe me. Go do it, and let me see something. Be careful how you talk out here. They're going to misrepresent you, and they're very awesome institutions in the United States of America who are very careful and meticulous about what they do. But a lot of us get glamored and are looking for clout, and anyone who say they're American or they're on Twitter and you go talk to them, look, that don't mean they have no journalistic standards. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk more about it.
Fidelity, we're good for you. We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
Thinking of adding a little color to your house? Well, what are you waiting for? There's no better time to give your house a facelift than during the Colors Free promotion at CBS Bahamas. When you purchase Pride and Lombard paint from CBS, color is absolutely free. You heard it right. You don't get charged for mixing colors. Now you can paint the outside, the inside, and all the accent walls a different color and save big all at the same time. Who knows? You can use that extra cash to watch a movie, get some food, or even grab a coffee. Visit CBS Bahamas today in the Southwest Plaza, where color is free.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about FTX. I'll get to some of your commentary. This one says, two words, accredited investor. Those were supposed to be the only people investigating. I'm far more concerned for the CLECO investigators. Yep. It says, Brave got to tread lightly. Misappropriation of client funds is completely different from a company going under because of bad performance. I mean, no one in Meta, the investors in Meta, will lose out, but using client money is a very serious allegation. Yeah, it's apples and oranges. What's going on with Meta and Amazon are management, consequences of management, maybe overzealous investment, and economic performance. Not that they may have. And Meta and Amazon are publicly traded companies that they come go get Mark Zuckerberg, or at least the Cybertronic entity that Mark Zuckerberg at some point downloaded his consciousness into that we now recognize. Is Mark Zuckerberg that entity that has a lithium battery? That will go to prison if he did anything near what was going on. Since this is cyberspace, no one can control this space. The only person who really knows, other than SBF and his team, is CZ. No. Okay. Let's do a couple more questions. Text. Correct me if I'm wrong, one, but didn't the media from North try to put words in our prime minister's mouth at the time, Mr. Pilling's mouth? So yes, I agree with you. We the Bahamas must be cautious of what we say. If the international media tried to question us, he quickly put them in place. Well, I can say this to you. At the end of the day, they don't live here, okay? And they can come and smile up at you from all the cold thing and everything, and they can come and talk to you and da-da-da-da-da. At the end of the day, they don't live here, and they don't got to talk to you and see you and be around you. Be careful when they come looking for clout. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying don't talk to them. Y'all grown. Do what you gotta do. Be careful with them, is what I'll say. This says, I'll get back to this on the break. This is like a multi-part one. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality. We'll be right back.
My name is Paul McCartney. It's good to have you with us. We are actually, it appears, not going to be speaking with a guest. We're going to continue talking about the PM statements and also some FTX stuff. And there's also the Bahamian liquidator just saying that he didn't give any authorization for FTX to file bankruptcy in the U.S., so that might unravel as well. And I'm going to speak about National Review, which is really well done. Everybody was getting money from FTX, except me. I feel left out. I want some money. I don't want no FTT. You could keep all that. All right, before we do that, let's get to the text messages. It says, one, what does he mean they couldn't identify any deficiencies? I heard Darcy Ramming talk about all the requirements they put in place before they allow any business to offer shares to the public from their platform. The very first thing Arawak X requires is proper governance, i.e. a board of directors. FTX didn't have a board, didn't have a CFO, and apparently no risk manager, and apparently no compliance officer either. Says number two, if Arawak X can do it, why can't the Securities Commission? And they acted, quote-unquote, immediately. They acted 5 days later, wrote that statement for the PM. It's utter foolishness that we couldn't have done anything. If that's the case, why would anyone else invest in a company regulated by the Securities Commission? They didn't act 5 days later, did they? They acted after CZ said wasn't going to happen, his bailout of the run that he caused, right? Thursday. So what are you saying? Something happened on Sunday? Or that was definitive? Because I didn't. As this started unraveling, like this... Okay, so on Wednesday, we were looking at it, and it was dying, and Bankman-Fried was running out. And Thursday, there was more slapping up. But by Thursday evening, we saw that they had filed the... provisional, they had took the company into provisional liquidation. Says three, once again, we say things which have no basis in data and want people to accept it as fact. Finally, tech companies and what happened at FTX shouldn't be mentioned in the same sentence. That's obfuscation and an outright attempt to confuse the public. Double check that. As far as I remember, when businesses register here, their servers have to be physically here, and there are very stringent rules about access to that data outside the country. They may have relaxed that law, but I'm not sure. But I doubt seriously the law allows financial services to register in the Bahamas and sit in London doing their work. I know, I double check what it is. All the operations that happened in the Bahamas? Yes. Yeah, that's from all indications of everything that's been said in the bankruptcy and liquidation that I see so far. Says they indicate that though they had global companies, they were operating globally from the Bahamas. So I think our leaders are completely lost with tech. When the central bank won that award for innovation, my first thought was, who nominated them? Was it someone from the bank? Secondly, the only way they got persons to use it was to force them to during COVID for access and government services and force them to at the International Food Festival. Thirdly, they blocked payment providers to eliminate competition. These are counter to every tech principle known to man. Says, but they got wide praise for their action. Says, FTX had a compliance manager. Okay, could you send me that person's name, please? Since you're sure about that, I would like to believe that our business people were unable to locate any compliance manager. So if you could help me with that, that'd be great. Send me a name. I can contact them. All right. So just a name. Send me a name. I'd appreciate it. This says, Good afternoon. Well, this reminds me of the time Pendling had to freak out on the American Reporters claiming we were working with Escobar and those bringing drugs into the U.S. with the whole nation for sale report. My boy telling they got to be crazy. The big mighty U.S. can't stop the drugs from coming in, but expect the Bahamas to stop them from coming in. LOL. It says, sounds like you're endorsing victimization. Sounds like you're endorsing... What are you talking about? Oh. So it sounds like you're endorsing victimization. If we know important information on something, why not speak to outside authorities? If we know internal authorities are biased and untrustworthy. Right, so you're lost. So I'm not going to read the rest of this because you're talking about something that's in your own head. I never said don't speak to any external or internal authorities. I said be careful of speaking to U.S. media. So you're on something that's in your own head. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I can't read the rest of this because you're starting off on something that I never said that you're thinking in your own head. All right? So I never said authority. As you can simply Google FTX compliance manager in the Bahamas. I mean, I could simply Google FTX. You say there's a compliance officer. Just tell me who it is. All right? I ain't gonna go down to Google rabbit hole. Just tell me who it is since you know. That's all. I'm not saying there wasn't. As far as I'm aware, there wasn't any. But if you know who it is, just send it to me on YouTube. I don't got to do all that. You saying you know who it was, tell me who it is. That's all. We ain't got to do all that. All right? Now, in the U.S., they probably had compliance. I just don't know of anything that happened here. Of any compliance officer here. And if you do, just send me the name. We ain't got to do tic-tac-toe and ring around to Rosie and Google search. Send a name. All right. It says Jessica Murray. All right, Jessica Murray was FTX digital compliance officer. She was... It says what FTX lacked was a risk manager. Oh, good to know because I couldn't find her. This is that was one presentation that the PM should have practiced a bit more. He sounded like a child walking in parents' shoes, fumbling all over the place with terms that he clearly is not cognizant of. Says you're right on the whole spiel about the crypto market globally. Sounded like he was excusing FTX. Do you notice how he was careful not to label FTX's actions as fraudulent and misappropriation of client funds, which placed the integrity of the Bahamian financial system at stake? Okay, Jessica Murray was the FTX digital compliance officer. What FTX lacked was a risk manager. All right, so find Jessica Murray. All right. Business people, find Jessica Murray. Juan, I was just about to pose that question. What are the stringent measures that Arawak X had to go through that's different from FTX? I mean, I could outline for you what's in the DARE Act, and it's pretty clear cut. Does you mean like how our government officials and regulators got swing? I don't know. Some of these are texts I would read these as they come in, but then it puts us like in the middle of the thing. It says, good day, that National Review pick is very damning. You mean peace? FTX donating to the RBPF as a form of money laundering. So it's always a prerequisite that there's an MLRO and a compliance officer before being approved. The Securities Commission should already be dealing with these individuals already. We tried to find the compliance officer. People are saying that no one could have known because Sam could have done anything from anywhere. I'm saying double check that. The last I knew, financial services companies had to have servers physically located in country with strict limitations on access from outside. Also, the run started from the weekend and was widely reported. The Securities Commission could have asked for documents immediately and they would have seen what CZ saw before he saw it. They acted late. All right, so let me tell you what Brian Sims said. So Brian Sims is one of the provisional liquidators. And you guys are telling me that one of his brother is on the Security Commission board, which appears to be accurate. Okay, And Brian Sims was represented China Exim Bank, and is a heavy, heavy legal hitter around these parts for sure. This is Travis Cartwright, Carol. Bahamian Liquidator. We're gonna get into National Review. Calm down. Bahamian Liquidator rejects validity of FTX's U.S. Chapter 11 filing. This is Brian Sims, KC, one of the joint provisional liquidators overseeing the winding up of FTX Digital Markets, said he rejects the validity of FTX's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing in the U.S., arguing that he did not authorize it. In a Chapter 15 bankruptcy filing in New York, Sims said Sam Bankman-Fried established the FTX network of companies that were managed and operated by FTX Digital in the Bahamas. Sims said in the court document, quote, as of the date of the Delaware petition, no person other than me, as provisional liquidator, was authorized to take any act, including but not limited to filing the Delaware petition in connection with FTX Digital and FTX Digital subsidiaries to the extent the authority of FTX Digital's directors and management was requisite. I did not authorize or approve in writing or otherwise any of FTX Digital's officers, management, or employees to file or cause to be filed the Delaware petition. Ouch. He goes on, based upon my years of experience practicing law in the Bahamas and information that has been provided to me by Inter Alia, the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, and pending further analysis, I reject the validity of any purported attempt to place FTX affiliates in bankruptcy insofar as such filing required FTX Digital's officers, directors, or management to approve and authorize such action. Boy, that sounds right on the face of it. I won't lie to you. Because when they put it into liquidation, when they started the winding up and they appointed Brian Sims, it clearly said that the directors of the company couldn't act without his approval. That's a big one. That's a big one. So Chapter 15 bankruptcy is usually when an arm of the company or a company related to a company in the U.S. that's outside of the U.S. would file Chapter 15 to protect the international assets. Now, the world of finance is complicated and dark. Sometimes sunny and bright, but dark. You can find yourself in charge of a major situation like this just by being the first to the punch, right? The first to the court. So the first person who initiated anything to do with FTX would have been the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, court-wise. And that would have meant that Sims should be in charge. But FTX was still releasing statements afterwards saying that they're going to prioritize Bahamian account holders and all this. It's wild, wild stuff. Sims saying he didn't even tell him to go file bankruptcy. Sims saying you can't go file for bankruptcy because I didn't direct you to. Interesting. This is deep legal stuff. The affidavit is voluminous. And anyway, so Sims is saying that y'all weren't supposed to file bankruptcy in the U.S. without me. Huh. Okay. It says these same authorities drop mask mandates in schools for kids. Well, this is you who say, I say don't talk to the authorities. You'll never hear Juan McCartney. Listen to me. I can go talk to the police. So don't do no crime around me. Because when the police come and ask me, who done it? I just say you. Right? And in fact, if you're planning the crime and it looks like I somehow can get implicated, I can go to the police ahead of you. So don't do no, you'll never hear in my life me say, don't go talk to the police, don't go talk to the authorities. I can go talk to them personally. Don't plan no robbery around me. Don't conspire to sell no drugs around me. Don't tell me you about to go thief or go attack somebody. I'm gonna go tell the police. All right? Because you sound like you need to do some time or be stopped. Anyway, this is these same authorities dropped mask mandates in school for kids and didn't even tell us as the populace. And I must hold a bag or lie for corrupt Bahamians. Could never. Like I said before, I hope we taught a lesson in sanction for our own facilitating this money laundering scheme. And I say hold no bag for Bahamians. I say be careful how you talk to these U.S. media companies. Because they ain't your friends. All right? They have some legitimate ones, but by and large, a lot of them just looking for clicks. And they don't care if they ruin you back home over it. So anyway, I was trying to stay away from this mask mandate, man. Why are you trying to drag me into this? Try to get me in problems to freak out. So let me show you something. What's the point of this facial recognition on the iPhone if, like, your hair grow too much or you put on some glasses that don't recognize you? Okay, so says hi when I was just about to ask if he could do that. Well, that's what he did. He filed this in the Southern District of New York. Oh, that's what I'm saying. All the legal and compliance officers resigned on Wednesday. Oh, they resigned before the hammer came down, eh? Oh, boy. So they had a CFO as well. But why I couldn't find these people? All right. Sorry, y'all are sending me messages. It says the digital space is 180 degrees away from a local person trying to raise some funds. That's like going to Town Center Mall and trying to go to the moon. Totally different. Jesus, that's a wide difference. Everyone keeps saying the government is lost with tech. This tech was invented by hackers. Very few people who are not hackers or have hacking ability fully understand this code. And that's the isn't this the whole thing, that this stuff came about on the dark web, and not all of it was malintended, but it came about on the dark web, and they were seeking a way to legitimize transactions outside of the world's banking systems. That's how this stuff started. I'm gonna do a national review, hold on. So anyway, the mask mandate is over, but it was over from Monday, and they're just telling us today. Like, don't you think they could have said that Sunday, perhaps, before we went and bought masks, new masks for kids? Great show. As usual, wanting you to do a Charleston White on that texture. What Charleston White, the guy fighting with T.I.? You see that? There's a guy on the internet named Charleston White. And I think his son said something about this Charleston White guy. And Charleston White starts talking about this T.I.'s son so bad. And then T.I. come, but that's a baby. You ever seen T.I.'s son? He have videos with them holding guns and smoking dope and throwing up gang signs, talking about who he can ride on in Atlanta. This boy grew up with his father being a millionaire. I'd slap him. I'd slap all the teeth out of his mouth. All of them. You can go get your grill now, because I didn't slap all the teeth out of your mouth. And Charleston White talked to Ed about this boy, son. You can imagine I raised my child and in the lap of luxury, some of the private schools and all comfort. And you talk about who you could ride on, all your teeth I could knock out. Because you grown now, you right? You grown, right? Because you could ride on folk. So that's what happened. You get your teeth knocked out. Talking craziness. I didn't raise you properly, but who you can ride on, all kind of tattoo and smoking dope. Then T.I., so stupid, he can come by behind trying to defend him, talking about it's a baby. This says, who's that on the phone? If that's Jessica Murray, I'll speak with her. Otherwise, let's not worry about it. Don't worry about calling me today. Appreciate you, though. Unless it's Jessica Murray, or SBF, or Brian Sims, or Christina Roll, or Brave, I'll take his call any hour of the day. Don't worry about calling me. It's fine. I got it. I got it from here. It says the Bahamians need to understand that bankruptcy does not mean broke. Gives a company a 7-year period in order to get its financials in order. Yeah, bankruptcy just means, well, bankruptcy means you're insolvent, and so you're seeking protection. It says another thing Brave said is he wants Bahamians to get preference. Is that legal? Don't the shareholders get first preference? Who wrote this speech? Let me see what he said. He said, so Jessica Murray. All right, we got a name now. Someone tell me she resigned. This says, a key priority for us, of course, is the full and absolute protection of the rights and remedies of the Bahamas and our citizens to minimize losses and mitigate the overall impact caused by any misconduct. I suppose you could interpret that as preferential treatment. But I don't have a problem with the government saying that the priority is protect Bahamians. You'll never hear Americans go, well, the priority is to make sure the Russians and the Chinese and the Afghans are protected. And be like, America, the key priority is America. Period. Boy, one good thing I didn't offer you that natural herbs that the Rastafarian community fully endorsed. You would have called the police. LOL, good show. Keep up the good work. I call the police for you when I see you walking around the neighborhood and I don't know you like that. I can call the man. They may not come. I can call the police. Don't do no crime around me. Warren, when are you going to read Candia's review? Right now. I can do it right now. We can take a break. I come right back. We can do national review. Stay tuned.
Face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Star 106 FM, Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and Visage presents Fish Fry Fridays. It's the last Friday in every month, and this month we're giving thanks for life. Friday, November 25th, gates open at 6:30 p.m. at the 12-volt bar, Margaritaville, downtown, with live music by Visage, featuring DJ AI. It's the party for the grown and sexy. $25 cover charge, one free drink with entry, or experience the Fish Fry Friday Buffet at the Vacation Cafe for $55 before the event, and enjoy complimentary party access. It's Fish Fry Friday. This Friday, November 25th, as we give thanks. Park safe and secure all night for $10. Bring your parking ticket to the entry for validation.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King Combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK Family Deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. It's a place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution on Guardian Radio. Someone sent me another one, though. It's another name of a person they said did compliance. Boy. So there's a slew of compliance people. So... so what happened then? I don't understand. All right, this says, I mean, it's National View right now. Let's say, hey, Juan, who are these Bahamians that had accounts with FTX? I know a couple. It says the Bahamian government said specifically this FTX investment availability of FTX investment opportunity wasn't available to Bahamians. Well, I know a couple people who have accounts. Several. This says they claim they had a. They claim. Let's let me see a screenshot. Excuse me, FTX Digital Markets. Oh, she was a speaker. Jessica Murray. Let me tread carefully. Y'all sent me a lot of information there. I got to sort through it. So she resigned. And the legal officer resigned. Is that what you're saying? Said FTX claimed that 120 people in compliance. Boy, have y'all 120 people in compliance and this happened? Boy. Yeah, this is one of my friends telling me not they got an FTX. I know. Numerous friends say they have an FTX account. It wasn't hard to set up. And these ain't no hardcore, backdoor crypto hackers. Like, these are just people. And in fact, one of my friends said, let me show you how to set up the account. And he told me just go open an account at one of the banks that I shall not name. But I just never had the time to go do that. Yeah, there you go. I never got into crypto. I was kind of just never, I never set it up. Like, people kept going, like, let me show you. You set up and we'll do crypto. And I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. And then I'd go actually try to make the regular money. Give me a second. I'll do National Review. Calm down. Good Lord. It's online. It's online. Go to the NassauGuardian.com. Juan, isn't it illegal for Bahamians to own cryptocurrency in the 242? You know, I'm not certain that it is. I think you need permission. Just want a company that size will have a compliance department, but there would be a chief officer resigning doesn't absolve responsibility. Yeah, I don't think it would. On the break, show the producer Charleston White on YouTube. I gotta look. I just thought he's eviscerating TI. I don't mean laugh people talking about people children, but you know what I'm saying? It's the internet. Juan, you're like me when it comes to calling the police. If I see anything, I'm 911 trigger happy. Yeah, I call the police for you immediately. Says, I remember when Brave Davis originally announced he planned on trading our carbon credits on FTX platform. Governments around the world have invested in crypto. Do we know if our government did? No, governments have, but a lot of governments got hit hard. I think I said something about Ecuador got, like, flambéed. Okay. So, no. Let me explain to you. The carbon credits trading on FTX, they were talking about creating a token that was linked to the performance of carbon credits on the actual carbon credit trading market. Not that it was all going on FTX exchange and now that's gone bust, there ain't going to be no carbon credit trade. That's not the case. All right? Because you come to the IMF with your digital tokens and they can be like, man, you better go get some, sir. Go get some fiat, bring that in. It says if it's investment requiring U.S. dollars, you need central bank permission, but who checks? Yeah. I mean, I'm talking to people at this moment. Some of my friends who are in the Bahamas and are Bahamian are showing me their crypto accounts. I'm going to get on board. When you all figure it all out, I'll get on board. Okay, let's talk about... I want to get through all your text messages, you guys. It says, no Bahamian can own any other currency or non-BSD investment unless they have central bank approval. Yeah, that's right. But then again, who checks? This says, exactly, the cash transactions happen through local banks. If you freeze an account, you can't get that money in person or online. So what did the Securities Commission do? This is mind-boggling. It says, Juan, seriously, who going to trust us to monitor the environment with Von Miller in charge of it? RE carbon credit tokens. I don't have a problem with the government saying, look, we're going to look at the crypto space, XYZ, but in terms of carbon credit, we're talking about debt swaps, right, for carbon credits. It is complicated and it is difficult to navigate, but we're not talking about we're gonna be doing crypto debt swaps. That's not gonna happen. Woof, Lord Jesus. That's plenty of money. One of my Bahamian friends is saying that, you know, some people have as much as $50,000 in FTX accounts. Boy, y'all got money to play with, eh? Good Lord. Why alone? Can I do something? Can I wash you guys' car or something like this?
I got 50 grand to go, but no crypto. Good Jesus. I wish I was set up like that. Say, okay, go trigger happy. Calling the police then, Avatar Karen. I call the police for you, son. Whatever out of the ordinary, I call in the authorities, right? So if your yard got a bunch of cars in it, I call in environmental health. Whatever look like it ain't lining up, I call in the people. Say, hey, A1, call the police on them friends. LOL, great show. For certain. Juan, did you read about how FTX got started by outsmarting Wall Street? Yes, I did. Buying bitcoins and selling them in Japan. Yeah, Japan, Singapore. So I think he's just an ex-MIT student that outsmarted himself, unlike the ones of MIT students who went to Las Vegas and start counting cards and made plenty of money. The movie's called 21. He just outed himself. Yeah, I saw that movie. Well, he's in trouble, so that's what's clear. Says, bro, this lousy government needs to do something about all these stray dogs. But your pit bulls roaming the streets now. A lot of pit bulls are on the streets now. Something needs to be done. And the person who's breeding them. Yeah, that is an issue. Says, mask mandate lifted in schools now. When respiratory illness is rampant in the schools still. My toddler been getting the same recurrent sickness at school since September. Hard to get an appointment with a pediatrician because their office swamped with children with the same issue every single day. Yep. Mm-hmm. But here's what I was reading something. That said that keeping the children in mass for this long has lowered their immunity. And so these respiratory illnesses, they come every year, but these have come early and they've been more severe, particularly in younger children. And they say there's an immunity gap because usually children would not interact with each other with masks, but they'd get sick. So those of you who have been fortunate enough to have children, you would know that when you send them, and to be able to send them to preschool, you would know that when you send them to preschool, there's probably about a 6-month window, 6 to 12 month window, where they get sick a lot, right? Not deathly ill, but they get sick a lot. They come up runny nose, cold, everything. So that's what happens. That's their immune system figuring out how to deal with all these different illnesses. So they're mild, and it strengthens their immune system. We prevented that natural immunity building. And so now it's catching up to where it's even penetrating the mask. So both my kids got the flu and they were wearing masks in school and they got it from school. Then they gave it to me. They had it for like 2 days. I was down bad for like a week, like 5 days. It says, how does a regulatory intervention occur and no action immediately taken to secure and control the server's accounts and all methods of moving assets of the entity? Why not access protocols? Why were access protocols not immediately changed? It's corporate governance 101. Now, I don't know that, the server issue, I'm not clear on. So I don't want to speak to it if I am clear on it. I'm not clear on the server issue. All right? I would imagine you do need to have your servers here if you're domiciled here. That only makes good sense from a regulatory perspective. But I'm not precisely sure what occurred. It says, LOL, don't mind me. Juan, I'm waiting for people down my street to start fire to burn stuff again. Police on speed dial. There you go. I had a guy who started like a fire. Let me just say this real quick. I'll go to break and we'll talk. We got time to talk about the NDS thing. This guy started a fire. And it was like the smoke was unbearable in my mom's house. And she called the police. Police go tell him, put the fire out. And he starts to get all mad, freaking out my mom, my elderly mom. I had to go over there and be like, hey, anyway, let's go to a break. I guess, right? Y'all call the police on me. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9. It says, you call the police, I call immigration for everyone. You're driving bad, I call immigration. You're litter, I call on immigration. It Since A1, Oak, Spot, and the government of Singapore, because they put the government pension fund in FTX and surprise, BlackRock, the $4 trillion investment fund, dealt with him. I'll have to try to decipher what you're saying. It says, I'm vision impaired. I'm trying to use my phone to get the national review. How can I go about doing that? Please help. Thanks. How can you use your phone? I have no earthly idea. Well, you'd have to go into the NASAGuardian.com, and the National Review is one of the sections. I'll see if I can send you a link. I'll try. This is an Android phone. I'm an Apple person. I don't understand how you guys use these. It says, I give my 5-year-old daughter multivitamins every day. She got the same respiratory sickness other kids were having, but she was still jovial despite having a dry cough because of those multivitamins. Yeah, I give my kids vitamins every day too. And they were fine. The fever, a little bit of fever, fatigue for about 2 days, and then off and on for 2 days, fever and fatigue for 2 days. And then they were fine. Hit me hard. It says, Juan Jessica Murray was, oh, for the love of God. Yes. Okay. Yes. Very good. Very good. We have established, thank you for saying that, actually. We've established that there was indeed a compliance officer. Yes. And indeed, someone else has sent me another name of someone who's a legal officer who also, they say, dealt with compliance. Great. So that's at least two people. Someone else tells me that there are at least, that they claim that 120 people in compliance. Sounds good. Fair enough. I'm going to go with that. So let me ask you, so let's say that. So we established they had a compliance officer, all right? And we've established that they were registered under the DARE Act. And we also established that there is a legal requirement for you to have segregated accounts, yes? Correct? In the Bahamas, it's called the Segregated Account Companies Act, right? There's a legal requirement if you have separate accounts. So that's a legal requirement. And you had a compliance officer to make sure that you are in legal compliance, correct? So, and I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying, if that's the case, how does this happen? Let me see here, if I can find it. I've gotten so many messages over the past, so many of this over the past. I don't have it Googled. I can find it. Okay. So segregated accounts. So let me explain really briefly while I find this to ask how this could happen. Segregated accounts are when you separate funds for different uses and you don't mingle the accounts. So one fund is my client's money is here, okay? One fund is my earnings are here, my fees or whatever like that, and I can use that. Another fund's like, here's my holdings, here's my token account, etc. So that you know if the shaving cream hits the fan, that you have money secured in these accounts, right? So that's a legal requirement in the Bahamas. Yes? Since let me know if that applies to IBCs, right? Of which FTX is one. I'm not a lawyer. Tell me. Okay? So we established that that's a thing. So let's look at this. Let me see. Of all the crazy things SBF was writing. We got compliance officers. There's a legal requirement to have segregated accounts. How does this happen? How does Sam Bankman-Fried write? The full story here is one I'm still fleshing out every detail of. But as a very high level, I effed up twice. The first, a poor internal labeling of bank-related accounts meant that I was substantially off on my sense of user's margin. I thought it was way lower. So, how does that happen? How does it happen that you have compliance officers, you have a legal requirement to have those, you're registered as an international business company in the Bahamas, as which FTX is, and you're registered under the DARE Act, which gives you your license to act as a crypto exchange in the Bahamas. And you have the Segregated Accounts Companies Act, which last I checked applies to all companies in the Bahamas. But yet SBF is saying there's a poor internal labeling of bank-related accounts. And he's saying that's his fault. He says, I was substantially off on my sense of yours. You, my brother, you won? Not my accounts department, not my CFO, not my compliance department. You was dealing with all this? Let me know. I could be wrong. I'm not a lawyer or a compliance person. Let me know. It says the compliance officer is to ensure that you are in regulatory compliance. A risk officer would have oversight of all aspects of the company. FTX did not have a risk officer. Okay, fair enough. We've established that compliance. I'm not saying they did anything wrong. I'm not saying that they didn't do their job. I'm just saying I don't understand how we have all these mechanisms in place, yet SBF is just talking about what I labeled accounts. Would you label them, homie? Did you label one money for clients and the other money for Alameda research? I don't get it. Like, what was the labels? Did you label them in pencil or crayon, perhaps? And it was account was money A and money B, and you thought A was like money that you could use that didn't belong to clients that you should not rehypothecate, and money B was like just your personal money, and then someone came along and bumped it and smudged A and B, and you didn't understand which one was which, and you just pulled the trigger. I don't get it. On $10 billion, you're $8 billion in the hole? We got to wrap up? Okay, fine. This says, like with the legislation, the compliance for a lot of these companies are merely just rubber stamps. All right, we got to go. I can't do all your text messages. This says, one, Google Singapore government fund. It's about how they gave them $300 million to invest for them in FTX. Okay. All right, yeah, we got to go. All right, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. You guys take care out there.